This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is No Guilt in Life, No Fear in Death. It was written and read by Ben Van Aragon. Today's scripture is Jeremiah chapter 50, verses 17 through 20. Israel is a hunted sheep, driven away by lions. First, the king of Assyria devoured him, and now at last Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has gnawed his bones. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I am bringing punishment on the king of Babylon and his land, as I punished the king of Assyria. I will restore Israel to his pasture, and he shall feed on Carmel and in Bashan, and his desire shall be satisfied on the hills of Ephraim and in Gilead. In those days, and in that time, declares the Lord, iniquity shall be sought in Israel, and there shall be none, and sin in Judah, and none shall be found. For I will pardon those whom I leave as a remnant.
At the conclusion of Jeremiah, God declared that once the exile was completed, God's condemnation would be spent. Once God's judgment was complete, his instrument, Babylon, would be undone. God told his guilty people that his judgment would be final, but not total. After the exile, there would still be a people. After God's condemnation, there would still be life. There was life in the aftermath of condemnation because God made a covenant. In the ancient world, binding agreements were sealed not with ink, but blood. God promised Abraham, In you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. He then sealed the promise in blood and swore on his life to keep it. He would shed his own son's blood to secure eternal life for anyone who claimed a place in his covenant. God ratified his covenant at the cross. There he spent his condemnation once and for all. The instrument of God's judgment, death, was undone. There was now a way to be set free from the guilt of sin and the fear of death. The Apostle Peter, quoting the prophet Joel, declared, Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We know him by the name Jesus, which means the Lord saves. Call on his name and enter God's covenant of grace.
This has been Words of Hope. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, including a print copy of this devotional, just visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And please, join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.